with the political climate the way that it is, do you just think, like, sometimes that the we the people angle would have been even cooler, like, right now during, like, the Trump presidency?
Man, it's crazy, right? It really went through, like, a evolution. Like, it started out as, like, a pretty scary political storyline, mentive fan, and then, you know, through, like, through Deb, and through his promos, even though, like, they're pretty nasty, like, he just had this lovable characteristic about it,
yeah.
That he kind of got away with saying anything, and not a lot of people can do that, so that was a special thing. And then had Cesaro in the mix, who was just amazing, and anything he did, the people just erupted on, because it was just so impressive. So, like, we the people kind of changed into, like, I felt like the fans took it and made it their own and turned it into a people movement. It's not a political movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's more for, like, hey, this is us type deal. And you can see that when you go to other countries that they still stand up and say it just as loud, because they know it's about them, which is cool. It would have been very, very topical and probably even bigger during this administration, because, like, he just is so off the wall that would have played perfectly for pro wrestling. Back in, like, 15, when he announced, I just had this feeling that we were going to elect him, and I went to Vince and pitched an idea to kind of deal with the people, but add, like, a Trump factor into it, and he just said stay away from it, so it never happened.